For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. In a technology-driven world, data matters. But researchers interacting with Native American populations have often collected data without giving them a say over how it's used or commercialized. On South Dakota's Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation, Joseph Arashada leads the Native Biodata Consortium, which aims to help people take control of their data.
Our main mission is to be a safe harbor for all indigenous people and even marginalized people around the world whose data has been collected since the 70s or being collected now.
Native Bio brings together indigenous scholars and scientists to support the health, welfare, and culture of Native peoples. Karen Ducheneau with Tribal Venture says too often, sovereignty and self-determination have been ignored.
Some research is important. As long as it's done in a respectful way and our tribe and our people are able to maintain their own sovereignty over their own data.
The group Down Home North Carolina is stepping up to defend public schools there from book bans and other attempts to restrict what students can learn. Janie Ikeri has more.
Shawnee Black is an organizing coach with Down Home. She says right-wing groups like Moms for Liberty are targeting content that promotes racial or gender diversity.
More often than not, you're hearing parents of middle schoolers and high schoolers talk about critical race theory and gender, LGBTQ issues, sex education.
Rebecca Jacobson teaches education policy at Michigan State University. She says Moms for Liberty may be trying to get families to leave the public schools, which, in rural areas, could mean a loss of jobs and an erosion of community.
Especially in rural communities, the public schools provide far more than just individual educational opportunity.
I'm Janie Carey.
A diet loaded with fruits and veggies is healthiest, but often the cost of produce is beyond the reach of folks in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. One nutrition nonprofit has enlisted Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford to help boost access in the upcoming Farm Bill. Florence French Fagan with Bread for the World says the Farm Bill could expand SNAP to produce in Arkansas, one of the states with the highest rates of food insecurity.
So we have a 1-in-5-year opportunity to address the inequity that exists in communities to access fresh fruits and vegetables.
She says an additional monthly benefit for buying produce would increase demand for local fruits and vegetables, while also supporting healthier people and stronger economies.
This would give a rural community the opportunity to maybe have a farm stand, to maybe have a grocer set up a business there.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.